Happy holidays and welcome to another episode of Start Living Sustainable. I am so thankful that you're here today. You know that feeling when you've stretched yourself too thin between your work, family, and your own health? This is a time of year that is hectic, we're busy, and we may sometimes forget that a mixed bag of emotions will come up during the holidays. But we've all been there. We've all struggled with loneliness, perhaps, or just balancing out everything that has to be done. Let's talk about how bringing joy to a situation, to an event, and to your own home can really be good medicine for your soul. Whether you're spending time alone or in a large family setting this holiday season, it's important for you to know that it's okay to laugh. So let's jump into today's episode. No fluff. This is going to be a quick one, just real talk. Hi friends, welcome to Start Living Sustainable. I'm your host, Cynthia Harvey Brown. In this podcast, I'm going to help you discover sustainable ways to improve your overall health and well-being in your home. And I'm going to show you how to do this without spending a lot of time or money, all in partnership with God. Yes, if you're ready to show yourself some love, experience a new level of wellness, build faith, and align your values with God's vision for your life, then you're in the right place. Pour out the diet soda, and we should talk about those yoga pants. Let's have some serious fun in today's episode. Home might be undermining your health goals. There are little things that you can do and I can help you with that can actually get rid of those risk factors. Reach out to me at support@startlivingsustainable.com. Let's sit down and do a healthy home audit. It's a one-on-one call. It's free, so we can get you on a path to sustainable living without the overwhelm and the confusion. I want to make it really super simple. I'm talking about result-producing benefits. So again, email me right now at support@startlivingsustainable.com so we can put together a customized plan just for you so that you can optimize a safer, healthier home for yourself and your family. Today, I want to talk to you about finding joy and laughter for your health during this holiday season. This holiday is a game changer for me because I'm having to leave town most likely tomorrow because my sister was just admitted into hospice care and I've got to go spend some time with her. It's difficult. It's difficult when you are dealing with feelings of sadness, anxiety, even grief, especially during the holidays. But what we have to remember is that there's a time and a season for everything under the sun. Not only does laughter help psychologically, the benefits of laughter are not to be taken lightly. They release endorphins and can reduce stress, which are good for your soul, good for your health. And these practical pieces of advice will bring more cheerfulness into your life. This is a joyous time, no matter what's going on. Now, Proverbs 17:22 tells us, laughter is good medicine. A joyful heart is good medicine. So I'm having to find that place of peace and joy. Let's talk about a few things that you can do this holiday season that can actually help you laugh a little bit more. The first one is to go and see a comedy show. Find reasons and ways to laugh out loud. You can also find a funny book that can keep you through this holiday season. Or you can watch a funny movie or even binge on your favorite comedy series. These are things that you can put into place right now in preparation for this holiday season, which is right upon us. And find moments and any reason at all to laugh out loud and laugh a little. It's good for your health, especially this time of year. No matter what is going on, there are wars and rumors of war all around us. The world's a crazy place, as we know. Thanksgiving and the holidays are not necessarily associated with pain, but when you're dealing with tough situations, as I am, and juggle so many things. Look, I get it. Your schedule's jam-packed too, I'm sure, and you're juggling your job, your family, and it's no joke trying to keep everything in balance. But trust me, there is a point where if you don't slow down and really live life intentionally, you can drop those balls you're trying to juggle and it can affect your well-being. So I always lean on the ever-loving arms of God. The Bible tells me in Psalm 136:1, "All give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever." That's my rock, my fortress. That is my shield. I find protection and comfort there no matter what it is I'm having to deal with. This holiday season, there are many things that I still can be thankful for, as I'm sure there are for you. No matter what's going on around you, no matter what's going on in your world, find one reason to be thankful and find many reasons to laugh this holiday season. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for joining me here today at Start Living Sustainable. Please take a moment and head over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a review. That really lights me up. If you were encouraged or blessed in any way, show your love and share the episode link with someone that you know that may benefit. Thank you so much, and until next time, God bless you, sis.